You're listening to the Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief, number 59 for Monday, August the 13th, 2018. You want more. I know you do. Last Friday, we ended the week talking about the real power, the negative power of our self-limiting beliefs. Today, let's kick the week off, shall we, talking about what you want and what you want more of. Over 30 years ago, I developed what I termed the trifecta of business building. I'm not a gambler, never have been. Honestly, I don't believe in gambling, logically or based on my faith. But I took the term trifecta because it was the only term that felt or sounded right at the time. I knew a trifecta in gambling terms meant winning the first, second, and third place picks in a race, horse race. And it's very valuable. I mean, come on, if you can do that, you win big. Well, I've spent my life operating successful multi-million dollar businesses. And as I thought about all the issues facing me daily and all the decisions I had to make and all the fires I had to put out and all the constraints that I would daily wage war against, I realized that every single issue would fit into one or more of three categories of what I wanted to accomplish. One, getting new customers. Two, serving existing customers better. And three, not going crazy in the process. And for me and for every business, that's the number sequence. We have got to get new customers and we've got to continue to get new customers. But simultaneously, we've got to figure out a way to serve existing customers better. We got to keep the customers that we win. And that third one, you know, I always wanted more of number one, and I was never satisfied with the level of success of number two. And I almost never was able to experience number three. Now, I can tell you exactly when it happened, when I figured out this trifecta of successful business building. It was 1983. I was 26 years old. Yeah, go ahead. You can do the math. And I was in charge of a $14 million subsidiary of a larger company. The founder was about a decade older than me. He had entrusted me with a small chain of luxury retail stores. My office was about 20 minutes away from his, but I would often go visit the accounting staff and other support people and go visit the founder. And on this particular day, I finished my usual rounds and I made my way to his office. The door was always open. I walked to the doorway and the lights are out. He had an interior office with no window, so it's pitch black. There's no sound. There's no movement coming from this black abyss that is his office. And then as my eyes quickly adjusted to the light or to the dark, I notice there's a figure sitting in a chair. And so I call out his name and he responded and I said, "What are you doing in the dark?" And he said, "Contemplating suicide with this letter opener." In his hand was a letter opener. No, he was not serious, and nor was he making fun of suicide. It was the first time that I really gave thought to how crazy our lives were as leaders, executives, business people, business owners. The rat race. The rat race is addictive, and we all know this. And we're completely oblivious to the toll that it is taking on us, sometimes until there's no escape. But on this particular day, I was blessed to learn something that most people have to learn much, much later in life. I was only 26 years old. I had a couple of years' experience in running this organization, and already it was clear to me that if our businesses are growing in sales and profit, what is the point if it drives us crazy, or if we jokingly want to cut our throats with a letter opener? Since 1983, I have encountered so many brothers and sisters in arms in the business world, leaders, CEOs, executives, owners, whatever title people prefer, people who feel trapped and smothered. The third leg of hitting the trifecta has grown in importance through the years because nobody talks about it. The trifecta is today and always has been, and I suspect it will always be, the same. It's never going to change. It is an everybody, somebody, and nobody kind of a thing. Everybody is talking about getting new customers. Everybody is talking about marketing and sales and business development and customer acquisition. Somebody, a few people, are talking about delivering extraordinary customer service. Not many people, but a few. And I know why. People are lazy and people are transactional. They want to make a sale and then they want to move on and make the next sale, often never realizing that by operating like that, they're failing to build a sustainable customer base that will serve them in a much bigger way over the long haul. And besides, it's not nearly as sexy as getting new customers. And it's hard because it demands enormous attention to people, namely our employees and our customers. And nobody talks about going crazy in the process of building and growing our businesses, mostly because people don't think it's possible. They think craziness is just the price that you pay to achieve business success. This frenzy, this mad dog dash, and then there's this badge of honor that goes with being a certified member of the mad dash, a certified member of the rat race. And so marriages get wrecked, and kids end up in drug rehab, and health slips. And we often think, well, you know, you can't have everything. But to avoid going crazy in the process isn't about having everything, but it is about having better and more. So there it is. What do you want more of? What do you want to be better? Maybe you want your marriage to be better. Maybe you want to be a better parent. Maybe you want a more fulfilling sex life. Maybe you want an improved golf game. Maybe you want more customers. Maybe you want to charge higher prices. Maybe you want to be a better boss, a better leader. Maybe you want better employees. Maybe you want a better structure. Maybe you want some better processes. Sky's the limit. I mean, there's no bounds to what you may want more of or what you'd like to be better. And it's okay. Doesn't mean you're greedy. Doesn't mean you're awful. And right now at this very moment, you may feel terrible because of what you want. I don't know, but I know we all want something. And most of us, we want many things. We want more of some things. We want better in other things. And we want some things, well, some things that we just don't yet have. Desires fuel us. Every day we take actions based on what we want. We want pleasure. We want to escape or avoid pain. We want to positively and properly harness those desires. There's the trick. And to deploy activities that can give us a shot at fulfilling those things. That's the real key. Sometimes we know exactly what to do. Other times, we're not sure. And sometimes, we're just clueless. But those desires, they're still there. High achievers can find a spot between contentment and dissatisfaction. Never fully satisfied, always wanting more, but not miserable in the journey either. Finding joy in the trip to fulfill our quest for more or better. And through the years, especially over the last 4 or 5, I have discovered a powerful reality. And admittedly, it hit me later than I would have liked. I guess it's the zig to my earlier zag of discovering the trifecta of business building so young. And what I've learned is that my entire life has been spent asking and trying to answer the question of what could be. In a word, it's potential. Potential. Potential has driven me my entire life. It's not discontentment as much as it's being able to see what might be possible. And so when business is good, meaning sales are strong, I've always been driven by the notion, could they be better? And how? How could they be better? Trying to figure that out. That has been the game of my career. Seeing a future that doesn't yet exist. One where there's more. And it's better. But that's not the realization that I discovered over the last few years. What I discovered that I never knew before was that the potential can be more quickly and easily realized when you enjoin the help of other people. If you believe in Myers-Briggs, I'm an INFJ. That I means that I'm naturally introverted. Now, I often look and behave like an extrovert, but I need time alone to fuel up. So when I'm running on fumes, I need solitude. I don't need to be around a bunch of people. And if I don't do that, I'll go crazy in the process. But along the way, I didn't realize how much I could accomplish, how much better I could be, how much more I could achieve if I simply were more intentional and purposeful about the people in my life. the people that I forged an ongoing relationship with, the people that were willing to help me, people willing to let me help them, a place where we all had a commitment to ourselves and to each other. And it was an epiphany, and I hadn't had many of those. You want to be better. You want more. You want more of something that you've got. Maybe you want more of something that you've never had before. Today is Monday. It's the first work day for most of us. I'm asking you today, at this beginning of a week, to make a bet on yourself. Not a gamble, but an investment. I'm asking you to fuel your quest for more with the drive to satisfy it and realize the possibilities by working to make them a reality. I'm asking you to surround yourself with other entrepreneurs who also want more and better. Maybe their list doesn't look like yours, but they're entrepreneurs like you, so they get it and they can help. And they're waiting for somebody like you to help them in return. I'm going to put a button over the website, growgreat.com. If you just find episode 59, you can see it. Or better yet, it's an audio podcast, right? So go to Bula, B-U-L-A, network.com. That's my company, Bula Network, LLC. Go to Bula, B-U-L-A, network.com/ I want more. BulaNetwork.com/I want more. There's a little, I don't know, it's a little application. It's not any big, long, hairy thing. Fill that out. That'll prompt us to jump on the phone together. And we'll talk about this. BulaNetwork.com/I want more. Be well, do good, grow great. GrowGreat.com is the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.